Because we didn't balance last year.
Correct. Well, when we say don't balance, our revenues didn't meet our expenses. We get right.
Right.
I know what you mean.
Hold on. Now, when you mention this, and Berry County situation.
Right.
If we hadn't got the grant, the bridge.
Oh.
We had 50, 60, maybe 70 Golden Bridge employees.
It would have been bad across the board.
Oh. Because the money wasn't here. But anyway, I'm getting back to what the money that we took out of, and we budgeted 5% less.
Right.
Okay, so 5%, here's where it was going. If we went back to the 2011 projections, and we looked at 5%, which is going to end up before the year's over being about 6% more than last year.
Right.
Because it's probably, what, we're at 0.8 now?
0.8, basically, almost 1%, yeah.
Over last year for the year.
Right.
And the 5% that we budgeted lower than the year before, our expected
right
revenue. So there's where I see a 6% difference. I'm all for giving a, trying to work something out where we can give a raise, but it's going to be hard to do if, when we look at the numbers that we've got now.
Well, here, where our revenues that you projected, is that flat or is that 5 down? What is that revenue?
What we told him was 5.7. That's underneath what we're actually bringing in by probably 700, 800. No, we're gonna bring one down at the end, year end.
We're bringing 6.1, 6.5.
And we're projecting 5.7?
5.7.
So it's, I mean, that's no, it's not, but
it's a lot, but not, in this budget, it's not a lot.
And I believe that we're smarter being conservative.
I know we are.
There are counties that are in terrible shape because they budgeted up,
right.
And some of them are going to be up. It's amazing, but
some will, which is amazing.
I agree with that. I think you need to budget conservative. I guess
here's where I'm at, Jim. And Rick, and I'll come right back to you. And I apologize. I adjusted based upon what we did as far as revenues the other day. And I plugged in a couple figures that we went over, Rick, that were different than what you had on the total sheets here. So I've got a little over $24.6 million worth of requests. And with the $8 million, and it could be more and it could be less, that Rick is projecting, we're going to be a little about 6.1, 6.2.
Okay. Now, what I've created a little, I mean, what I've got is all the revenues that of other changes. I know Rick missed one meeting. I've got to catch him up to some of the lines. So, with the revenues and expenses, I saw it's $5,876,438 is what we're missing. And that's with an assumption of $8 million coming over.
And so there's somewhere in there that we need to, how about we just review it very quickly? You want to do that? And then sure. Maybe we'll all be on the same page. I turn to the first page, which is commission. And I put this in pencil. So
we can do that, but let's talk.
Put this all on the same page.
Well, I want to also explore what you're saying here when we started this whole thing before we get to each department.
The overall picture.
Because we got to do some, we got to figure this. Are there transfers? Now, I think there's two ways to look at the transfers, internal transfers. Do the ones that make sense, don't do the ones that don't make sense, and then we'll figure out how we present the budget that's more understandable to the typical citizen. Because it's complicated, and the transfers aren't really, they aren't net revenue. There's, so do we, what I don't want to do is if there's some transfers that are legitimate, such as if the clerk turns up for Road and Bridge, and it's a service that we're providing, we're not inflating, don't you believe they should pay a little bit of that?
It's the way it's always been done in the past. When I first seen it,
right,
it was very confusing to me.
Okay.
The first couple of years that we were in here, and I seen that Tressa had her salary was split up in so many different directions that you
right.
couldn't look at any two or three numbers and even come up with their salary.
Well, and Carino asked that this could possibly be a swing of $1 million in revenues.
Well, let me state too. just to back up, it was never done until Ron and Tressa decided to take monies from the other funds based upon the law having changed.
Okay.
That's where it came from. There was never a withholding during my tenure from any other political, from any other entity within the county. We didn't do that.
Okay.
But what they did was started this process,
right,
of taking monies from the other funds to justify more spending within general county revenue.
Oh. So are we, I guess the question is, what is our position on transfers? I mean, maybe we should establish that, because that's a big swipe at the moment, at the number. That's 20% of the deficit we're talking about, possibly.
I think that there are a lot of those that are very justifiable, and it's the most efficient way to run the county. It wouldn't be efficient for those bridges to do their payroll.
I understand, but there's no way that it's feasible, Rick, for us to take $1.2 million out of other funds for administrative purposes. It's just absurd.
Okay, and that's why I said some of them wrong, because I think probably a lot of them will find what they are.
I would add up your entire salary and both of your old ladies that work in your department. We're still looking at under 200, which doesn't save the million. There's no way.
Okay.
It's just...
But wouldn't you want to try to address that first, or just not address it? I'm trying to take big chunks here and see if there's big chunks before we start going to individual departments. I agree. We aren't going to get there from here unless we do something different.
Do you think we need to be charging Road Bridge $254,000 for administration of those funds? That's what we were charging them, $250,000 to do their books, do their payroll, accounts payable.
That seems excessive.
$252,000 from 911. That was a transfer in from 911. So that went to sheriff, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things comes out of that.
That needs to stay, obviously, because we're going to do that.
Okay.
$40,000 from the sheriff's fund. What does that mean?
From the sheriff's fund?
What it says.
That's
101.85022.
We need to do that to that program.
$184,000 from Road and Bridge Trust.
Those, let me tell you what those are, and you can look in the budget and see this too. Let me go down through and tell you which ones are really transfers.
Well, aren't they red on the spreadsheet?
We got $444,000 that came from either the sewer sales tax or the sewer utility. We're not going to get that.
But we also won't have the expense out there. It is in there right now.
And we can lower, and we'll lower that. Yeah. Take it down.
A big part of that is.
But it's a wash.
Salaries for,
yeah. You're losing revenues, you're losing expenses.
Yes, that's why when I said some of those would be justified and some won't.
Transfer station, $22,000.
That would be just employees covering the transfer station. Road Bridge employees.
It's actually. You guys' salaries are figured into that also. You administer the transfer station. And you have looked at how I figured those, I guess.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Tax maintenance, obviously, we need to leave in here. That's a $70,000 revenue. Or $100,000. We're going to get that from the collector's office.
I believe that's statutory, that whatever's left in over a certain amount has to come back to general pay revenue.
The recorder, whatever the recorder gives us, we're going to get.
Okay.
Now, does that, to go back to what you said, does the recorder, does it limit him also to $100,000?
I believe, no. Actually,
he doesn't have to give him a penny,
but he does. Every year he gives us so much money.
Right.
Okay.
He sees that fund, and if you talk to Bobby, you'll notice he sees that fund as constituent money. And
okay, so let's just...
There are monies there that I didn't put in. Yes, we can.
Okay, let me just play... another scenario. Let's just say we throw all the transfers back in there. We're still short by $3 million. Is that right?
More.
Okay. So, why are we short by that much? I expected about $1.5 million of requests over and above last year. What was the request this year when we started the budget?
Our request over what was approved is $2.6 million.
From last year?
What we approved for 2011 in January our requests today are $2.6 million more. So we're still off.
And Jim, if you want to look at in their totals, kind of give you an idea of where some of those are, because you're asking that question, I think that would allow you to maybe answer those for yourself. But what I did is, I've got, if you look down through there at each different department, there's still the difference in the requests on the approved of 2011.
Okay.
That's okay.
So I see it.
So you see what those are. That, maybe that kind of answer the questions you're asking there?
Yeah.
Now, I actually wanted to go department to department. I know that the sheriff's requesting $450,000 more. I know that.
Who's 114? No. Who's 114?
114 is.
He's requesting $4.6 million.
Okay, that's the transfers. That's the revenue.
You look in there and see you've got all your grants in there. And see, I didn't look at the grants either because I had no idea the expenses are in, but the revenue is in.
But see, the problem with.
That's another thing.
We can
take
that out.
I know, but that's going to be.
Guys,
okay. So think about this, Jim. What we didn't put in the budget. I mean, there's areas, and I could hit on several of those. One Danny just brought up, which is a big one. Do, in fact, we want to place monies aside for litigation that we believe we may? Would you?